With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can have you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Back to another edition of Sunday Sounds. This is the home of your new soundtrack. With me, Luke.
And me, Scott.
How they call me?
Yes,
fingers back. That's your name.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for joining us again, unless you just switched off. Understandable. Thank you for joining us. I want to give some shout-outs as well to Mr. Sean Ward, long-time friend of the show. He's actually, suggested one of the bands for today's show. So. Thanks, Sean.
Go on, Sean, if you want any boilers installing.
Give over.
Apart from that, we're all good. So, music on today's show. Eve Wilder, you went to see her at the Get Together Festival a few weeks ago.
You did kind of tease
last week that we might be playing somebody from Get Together, even though you knew because we'd already worked out a playlist.
Big fan of Eve Wilder, I've met her for several years. So I'm looking forward to listening to that on the show.
Excellent. The Radio Addicts. We've also got So Good, female artist from London. Shania Treason, now the lead singer used to be in Vue Romantics, who used to play on the show. Very different from Vue Romantics. So I think you'll enjoy those. Keyside is the band that Mr. Sean Ward, I don't know why I'm calling him Mr. Sean Ward, just Sean, that'll do.
Yeah,
he submitted. They played Neighbourhood Weekender a few weeks ago and playing Tramline this year. At the main stage, so we'll be able to go and see them live, which is exciting. And finally, last but not least, Preston Bird, who's local-ish to us, he's from Chesterfield.
That's his surname, isn't it, Preston Bird? I thought it might just be a female from Preston.
I thought the same thing, and then I looked it up and I was like, oh no, it's just his name. Not often his name, it was just unexpected. Yeah, I thought the same thing, Preston Bird. But anyway, he's been doing big things. Excellently well.
A youngish lad.
Played a sold-out gig at Sydney and Matilda a few weeks ago. And he's been supporting the ratings. So, pretty good as it goes, isn't it?
I did hear that. It's supporting who?
The ratings.
Oh, the ratings, yeah. Okay. I wasn't sure, as in the makers.
Well, you're hearing this week.
I'm going to resist saying what to that. I've got better than that now. Well, thank you. I'm sure you are.
And of course, not forgetting guest of the year. It's your turn to challenge me and listeners this week after your extremely poor showing. Although Sean did text in and say he was miles off. He said 2012. So not that bad as bad as you, really, because you were about 4 years out.
It's a different title this week, not this year. We're not going to call it guest of the year. We're going to call it guest which year it is. Just because I fancy it a bit. Ah, does that work then? Well, it's similar sort of concept. Just the same. So we just change some clues as you get the year. Right, okay, fine. Well, because it's my clues, I thought, you should do it. I just flex my muscles and push a new title. But yeah, anyway, guest of the year, in between songs we give you a clue and you've got to sort of fine-tune your guesstimate like I tried to do awfully last year. Keep saying the year because it's guest of the year. The last show. Yes, of course. Thank you, that's obviously a commitment. But yeah, you get the idea, it's not that complicated, even simple people can get it and understand it.
Right, absolutely. Shall we have the first song of the show then?
Yes, Eve Wilder. It's fantastic. Um, several amazing tracks. If you haven't heard already, definitely check her out. She's got a great back catalogue, just brought a new album out. And we saw her, was it middle of May sometime? Middle of May, I don't know, sometime in May, at Get Together Festival. Absolutely fantastic. Here she is now, it is Mountain Sized.
Last week, I think we played all bands that we'd seen live at some point or another. What was she like?
Really good. Amazingly good, yeah. So, with the brother and sister-in-law, and I introduced them to the certain genre, shoegazing, and no one had heard that. If I ever want to mention it to you, I haven't heard of that. I'm expecting you not to have heard it.
No,
yeah. Okay. I guess it just means like you're looking at your shoes, you're sort of swaying your head to the music, like it's easy listening.
Yeah,
it makes sense after you've heard a few of her songs.
Yeah, I get it. Well, she's been described as an indie dream rock singer songwriter. I've not got shoegazing in here, but she's from North London. And as you said, fresh off a new album release, that's the latest single. She cites inspirations, as you can probably gather, from people like My Bloody Valentine, C-Mat, Wolf Alice, Wet Leg. They're both playing Tramlines this year, incidentally. It's not Tramlines-sponsored shows, by the way, it's just we're excited about Tramlines. But yeah, she's good. She's got a few things coming up as well, so she's doing a headline gig at the Social in London on June the 24th, so still time to get tickets for that if you haven't already. And then back on the festival circuit, she's doing Green Man Festival in the Brecon Beacons in Wales, sharing the lineup with a diverse slate of Indian alternative acts. So if you want to go and see her,
Just
your addict before my eyes. We didn't mention the title of the song before, but I have done now, so I feel my job's complete. See ya.
Oh, no, there's more to talk about. Right, it's time for DJ Ski and... Yes, Radio Addicts, yeah, as I said, from Bolton. Formed a couple of years ago, but that's not surprising considering they're so young. They began gaining traction last year with their single releases, Scroll, My Life Away and Before My Eyes, which we've just played. So quite a few bits coming up. June 13th to the 14th, back-to-back performances at the Made in Manchester Festival, hosted at the Bolton Wanderers FC Stadium. So that'll be pretty cool for them, I imagine. Well, saying that, they're not forced to be Bolton fans, even though they're from Bolton. Probably Man United fans. I'm not making any assertions. I'm sorry, or if I'm right, you know, good. They're also playing Frog Power in Sheffield, which is relatively close to us, on the 24th of July.
That's more convenient.
Yeah, as part of the lead-up to the world-famous Tramlines Festival, of which we have no affiliation and don't get any sponsorship money for.
Yet.
Yes. And a headline slot at the Deaf Institute in Manchester on July 26th. So a bit closer to home.
And apparently one of their gigs, they bumped into Bruce Springsteen backstage. They have the same sort of gig for that. Here's him, Bruce Springsteen. Have you heard of him?
I do. Oh, okay. I do know who that is, yeah. Oh, well, that's pretty cool. Who's the most famous person you've bumped into, apart from Ian Wilder?
Well, Alex Turner. Teddy Sheringham. Really? Ken Barlow.
You didn't make it up.
No, honestly.
Ken Barlow's not a real Ken
Loach. Is it...
I saw Brian Laws on Meadow Wall, I saw Gary Megson when my sister and her partner were picking up the keys from the estate agents. I once frightened Josh Lookout to death outside Head of Steam, which was interesting.
To death?
Well, not quite.
Oh, okay.
I didn't make a jump. But you mentioned Alex Turner earlier. I was coming back from London a couple of weeks ago, and EMR are rubbish at letting people off the train, so you ended up waiting forever to get on the train, and the train was late anyway. This guy was walking towards me, and I'm thinking, you know when you know someone, you're thinking, I know him from somewhere. Where do I know him from? Anyway, it's Jamie Cook.
Yeah.
So I texted you and my friends, and I've just seen Jamie Cook, and I was there, and I went, it's the lead singer of Arctic Monkeys.
The lead guitarist, sorry,
excuse me, Alex Turner. Yeah, but by the time my brain registered who it was, he'd be gone. But he's tiny. He's very, very small. I guess because they're on stage, you think they're going to be really tall, but he's only Titchy. Yeah.
Never meet you, well, I know Dave, we're in New York, but yeah, Jamie Cook, he was in, we were in New York, yeah, Jamie Cook, and he was talking about the same hotels as Morley and Nina, although I don't think he was that particularly rich then, because it was a long time ago, I'm sure he was doing alright, but I don't know why we were stopping at that, and then a little hotel, it wasn't that good, so I think he was probably going to do a patch, and I don't know, I don't know, clue, please sir, oh do you know, yes please, okay, well clue two, before the radio addict, we had the volcano in Icelandic volcano thing, this is clue two, is I'm going to fill this in now, go. Well, a false rumour spread online claimed that Jeff Goldblum had died after falling off a cliff in New Zealand. People on Twitter mourned Mr. Goldblum's demise for hours until he spotted it and thought, where did that come from? Completely not dead.
What a bizarre clue, but thanks.
Yeah, I do remember it, but that wouldn't have helped me out.
Well, that is quite helpful because you're probably looking at Either around the time or before Facebook was a thing, and after Twitter was a thing. So
you
reduced the time window considerably there. So thank you.
Sorry, yeah.
As opposed, you talk about Jeff Goldblum rumors around that he died. As opposed to Leslie Nielsen, that every 18 months people were going, oh, I can't believe Leslie Nielsen died. It's like he's been dead for years. I just found that real, almost like the Nelson Mandela effect, where you convinced something hadn't happened when it actually had, or vice versa.
Milk. Thank you.
No, we're going to practice how to do radio hosts while we leave you so good.
I love how you do so good.
It's quite an eclectic array of artists so far, I think.
Yeah, it's a little bit varied today. But I enjoyed that one. Got sent that through by one of her promoters, and breakout year. She's carrying on that momentum straight into the summer with fresh material, which we've just played. So
and she played the Hampshire Hotel on the 11th of June, supporting Corey Dixon. But she's coming back to Sheffield again on the 10th of October at Corp.
Is she? Yes. Oh, Corp. Mm. Do you know what, actually? I'm surprised she's playing Corp. It's normally a bit more heavier in Corp.
Years ago, we were queuing up in Corp, and we were talking to these guys from Manchester, these students who were in. And we were talking about, weirdly, the celebrity people that we met. And I told them the Arctic Monkeys story, and they weren't that bothered. And I said, I did see Ken Barlow as well, and they just sort of bowing down to me, they were like amazingly impressed. Oh, like, come on, Arctic Monkeys. But anyway, yeah, that was just a weird link that's just happened.
Yeah. Fair enough. All right, well, if you want to, if you fancy a night in Sheffield, if you don't already live here and you want to go and see So Good, call up in October. Why not? Enjoyed that. We're coming up to World Cup season. It literally starts on the 11th of June, which is next week. And I don't know if you've ever done the Panini.
Oh, I've got some of them cards.
Have you?
Yes.
Right, so I've never done this because I haven't got the time or information. I think it's a waste of money. But yes. This is obviously, because it's a 48-team World Cup, this is the biggest Panini sticker book that they've ever produced. It's, you need over, well, just shy of 1,000 stickers, 980 stickers in total. It's over 110 pages long. Now, the book itself is only £2. Have you got one?
I haven't got a book, no, but I've got some cards.
Are you planning on getting the book?
I don't know, really.
What's the point in the...
Well, because Charlie had been buying them, because he said some of them are really valuable and collectible.
Ah.
So he got, like, he got Ronaldo, like a spoily Ronaldo or something.
I've got Declan Rice here and He-Chan Huang.
I see, you just bought a book with no intention of getting the cards, and I got the card with no intention of getting the book.
Well, I just thought I'd see what it was about, you know. But a football finance expert's been looking at it. So, there's 7 stickers in a packet, right? So if you were going to get all 980 stickers, you need to buy 140 packs. But of course, you're not going to get 100 out in duplicates.
No, of course.
So how much do you think you would have to spend on average to fill this book if you weren't doing the swaps?
Well,
do you already know?
I don't know, right. But I know that you're probably not taking into account you can buy the... There's no actual way of knowing if you're definite.
No, of course.
But you can get bumper packs, so you get like a bigger volume of cards for less money, so you could do it that way. But I'm guessing your price is too for 7 pack.
Well, I haven't, but the football finance expert has. But obviously, you'd have to buy more packets so that you reduce the amount of duplicates. About £1,300.
£1,300.
I know. That's a nice holiday somewhere, isn't it? But Panini are actually not doing it after the 2030 World Cup. They've lost the contract to.
You mean it's carrying on
then? Oh, yeah.
£1,300. But that's the best case scenario, I imagine.
Well, it's on average. I mean, you can be very lucky and not have any duplicates, but you still have to buy 140 packets, which £1.25 a packet is still quite a lot. Yes.
But some of them apparently are quite valuable, so if you get one of them, you could sell it in. I don't know.
I suppose so. Fanatics are going to be taking it over from the 2030. Year 2031, I don't know why I could say that. So, yeah, 2030.
Have you ever collected books, card books?
No.
Oh, okay, stick it books.
No.
Oh, that's it then. That's it, no further questions. I was going to say which one was your first one, but mine was 85, 86, because I'm really old.
Ah, okay. Well, mine would have been probably France 98. Yeah, that's the first book I can remember. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so let's go back to guess which year it is, which we're apparently calling it this week. So we've had the Ash Cloud and we've had...
The Jeff Goldblum...
Falsehood.
Yes. So anyway, we're up to clue 3. Yeah. An Apple engineer accidentally left a prototype iPhone 4 in a California bar disguised as an older phone. The phone was disguised, not the bar. That did sound like that. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It was disguised as an older model. And weirdly, a tech company got hold of it, stripped it down, and had a look at it, which was the first electronic autopsy to work out all the ins and outs. I don't know. It's just if you found an old iPhone in a bar.
Mm.
Why would you hand that into a tech company for them to strip it down? I don't know. But anyway,
somebody did.
Yeah, and all their secrets got out early for the Apple iPhone 4.
Okay.
So I think you know your iPhones and stuff, don't you, generally, I think.
I thought I was doing well after the first clue, but I'm kind of getting a bit muddled up now. So I'm going to take a few minutes to ponder, and while I do that, you can enjoy Scallywag by Shanghai Treason.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Scallywag by Shanghai Trees and their high-energy five-piece banjo folk punk band from Sheffield, our hometown in South Yorkshire. Self-described as cheeky party-starting Yorkshire rockers, they built a reputation for politically charged beer-drinking anthems, and that is definitely one of those. I enjoy that.
Definitely, I've just off the top of your head, haven't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
I've got they were formed in 2019 as well, so they've been around for...
Yeah, and they've got a few bits coming up. So they're playing the Belgium Tartan Heart Festival at the end of July. Then back to recording and touring in early 2027. So you can definitely count on them.
Yeah, I think there's one you think to be something.
Something for everyone there.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I meant literally with Shanghai Trees because of all the different genres mixed up.
Yeah.
Did you see the news this week about the builders? I wanted to tell the story before it fades into
insignificance. No, yeah. I didn't.
I'll just try and tell you quickly.
On the tools.
Come on, lad. We're doing on the tools feature. I could even build a voice. Builders were working in Crystal Palace Park and they moved to Stashew. Have you heard this story?
I know.
Cool, it's a really good story. And underneath it they found a secret time capsule from 1964.
Oh, and time capsules.
Yeah, and they opened it up and there were a letter and some old coins.
Mm.
And the letter said something like, I won this money on the Epsom Derby winner. And the horse was called Santa Claus. So whoever finds this, back the next horse you see in the Epsom Derby with a Christmas related or a Santa Claus related theme. It said that on the letter.
Okay.
So the builder said, oh, look at this, and looked at the next race, the Epsom Derby, several weeks later when it was coming up, and there was one called Christmas Day that was running.
Mm.
So all these builders put a lot of money on it, and it won at 25-1.
Wow.
And then they looked back all the previous years up to that, and there were no horse with a Christmas link. So they just found it weirdly on the same.
What a weird coincidence.
Yeah, but even weirder, the builder that found it, the Romanian builder, he was called Crashin, which means Christmas in English as well. That is a good story, isn't
absolutely
it?
Absolutely bizarre.
There you go, slam dunk, boom, yeah. Down. I've dropped my mic, but it was an expensive one, so I'm not going to do that.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I had to tell you that story in case you hadn't heard it and you haven't, so that's great.
Yeah. And working on building sites, that's something that you can only dream of, really, isn't it? 25-1 winner.
Yeah,
I know you like a butter.
Only
for Christmas.
Yeah, it's not a problem.
Before we move on to the next band, which is Quayside, very excited to play those, to give them a spin, let's revisit Guest of the Year. So I'm a bit muddled. So the first one was The Year of the Ash Cloud. The second one was the vicious rumours that Jeff Goldblum had fallen off a cliff in New Zealand.
Correct.
Which I don't remember, actually. And the last one was the iPhone 4 was mysteriously left. The prototype was left in a bar.
Yes. Mm. So... it's not necessarily the same year the iPhone 4 came out because the pros.
Yes, I get you're trying to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's move on to clue number four. I think this is the one that you're going to get straight away.
Okay.
I think. At the Sea Life Centre in Germany, Paul the Octopus correctly predicted the winners of the multiple World Cup matches by choosing between boxes of food with national flags and the different food.
Okay. Oh, right. That's actually confused me.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm thinking, it has to be one of 2 years then. Because if it's a World Cup year, it's almost like it was planned.
There we go.
Okay, I've got an idea. I think, if I remember correctly, Paul the Octopus might have been German. So... I don't know if that makes any difference.
Well, it was in Germany, I said that.
Oh, right, okay.
Colombo was in town, everybody. And I think he was an octopus as well.
Yeah, I think he may have had eight legs. obviously, my brain was thinking about the year, and I must have stopped listening to you momentarily, and that happened again, I apologise. I think I've got a good idea now of what that is. So that's clue number four. One clue left to seal it. Yeah.
Yeah, good, that's good.
Do you have your clues? That's the last clue. I gave you five clues last week, you git. It's a different format, it doesn't matter what you change it, you bring badge, you know, it's got four clues, everybody knows that. Right, fine, okay, whatever, hope you're doing well at home, guess the year, whatever we're calling it, guess which year it is. So that's why you changed the name, because you've just changed the rules.
Yep.
Right,
I'm with it.
Excellent.
Okay.
So, who've got my clue? So, band called Quayside. This one's their new single, it's called Lemon and Lime.
Bring it outside. Meet us on the line. In 505. On radio bedtime. Words are like a gun. Set in the sea. I'm the sun. Make my way on. Like acne by info. Your lips taste like lemon and lime. Your smiling makes me feel alive. Your sun-kissed face is on the shade of wine. Fuck it. We're on for freedom. And I think when I hear from you in our hearts, we won't slow down.
Fantastic time of it recently, a massive breakout stretch that included playing BBC Radio on a big weekend, and then they're hitting all the summer festivals, but a lot of them. So, Tramlines, obviously, we've mentioned one or two dozen times now. Hillsborough Park on a Saturday.
Kendall Calling
in the Lake District, another brilliant festival. They're supporting Indie Giants to the Wombats at the Kelvin Grove Bandstand in Glasgow, so that's pretty cool. And then at the end of August, Tyler Yard North in Wakefield, which I think has moved to WX Arena, actually. I correct myself there, alongside Ocean Colour Sea, The Lilacs and M60.
Jolly good.
Yeah, not really good. Good. And then they've got stuff in autumn and winter as well, so October, primary support like for Red Rum Club, we've played on the show before, including Cheese and Rain from Portsmouth Guildhall later on in October, and then December, the grand finale of the year, a massive landmark headline homecoming show at Liverpool University's Mountford Hall. So, yeah, you've got loads of opportunities to go and see them at some fantastic venues and festivals. Yeah, thank you to Sean, for sending those in.
I think I'll check them out, Tramwise. I'm looking forward to it. We've got a lot coming up gigs this summer.
Have you? Why have I not been invited to any of them?
Well, there's not that many, really. So. Well, I'll be your Tramwise. Sonic Fest, you
won't bother doing. Oh, no. Well, I can't do that one anyway. No. Because I don't want to go.
I can't do it.
I've had a band that I've booked to do for the thing I've booked to do for the Myers Green and the Mecca show. Okay, I'll leave that as a... Another teaser. Yes, I love it. Okay, great stuff. If you want to submit music, if you're a band or you know a band that you like and you want to get it on the show, get in touch to Sunday Sounds Podcast. And if you're not already following us, where do you get your podcast? Please do. Right, no more clues then. Because you've just got the four clues. Shall I tell you what I'm thinking? Originally, when you talked about the Ash Cloud, I was thinking that was somewhere around 2008, 2009. And then you said about Twitter, and I'm like, well, Twitter was kind of about around 2005, 2006 ish. I think it was before Facebook. And then what was the third clue? You talked about. The iPhone 4. Now that threw me, because obviously it's a prototype, it was well before the iPhone 4 came out, so I thought, well, that's not helpful. But then, the Octopus one, Paul the Octopus doing the World Cup. So I'm thinking it's either 2006 or 2010. Now, I'm confused again, because I think I might be getting the Ash Cloud mixed up. So, at the moment, I'm between 2006 and 2010, and I'm going to... Wait.
Our purpose is just looking down, not giving you any clues.
Yeah, you're giving nothing away.
Yes,
and I was trying to glean something from you, but yeah. You were doing the shoegazing thing.
Oh, yeah,
but
full circle.
Right, okay. I'm gonna ponder again while we play the last song of the show.
We found this one on Tinder, Preston Bird.
Sorry, this is the Preston Bird. Lips 4, the music. Hey, Castle, you wake up in the storm. The back of the paper, reading your moral doctrine. You say that you are the fool. Why didn't you start a rumble? No, now he's a kid. Start to get into it. Started to get into it. Secret facts of the north. When he finds out, I feel he's gonna hold on.
Preston Bird. Only a young lad from Chesterfield.
That's his latest one. I said at the top of the show that he played an outstanding sellout gig at Sydney and Matilda a few weeks ago.
But he's been supporting in ratings as part of their grassroots support, so they're giving things back to the up-and-coming music scene, and he's, well, had a great time supporting them. So it's nice for them to do that, isn't it, the ratings?
Yeah, absolutely. Are they still signed, do we know?
I remember the first arena gig when they played Sheffield, you came to that, didn't you? Yeah, I remember it absolutely soaked through. And we everyone got searched, so we were stood in the rain while I was searching it. Yeah, which was annoying. We don't know if it rained, well, it's nice to see, it's nice to go yesterday for Preston Bird. Do it. And I think he's going to be around for a long time.
Like you said, another 17-year-old.
Another, to be fair, he's like a fully grown man
compared to some of the other ones we've been playing.
Yeah, he doesn't look 17, but yeah, he is. So yeah, great to have him featured on the show, and like I say, I'm sure he's going to be around for a while. Right, we are approaching the end of the show. Another show bites the dust, and we've still got to release the answer for... Guess which year it is.
I'm glad
it's only taken me an hour.
Yeah, I've glad you've got there finally.
Right, okay. Just reminders of the files.
So, I just whipped through them. Volcano in Iceland, stopped Swites. Jeff Goldblum didn't die, but people said he did.
Liars.
Lumming liars. The power of Apple, like the first rumour thing on Twitter, wasn't it? An Apple engineer loses an iPhone 4 prototype. And the Paul the Octopus predicts scores correctly for a World Cup in Germany.
Okay.
What are we saying? What are we saying?
I'm going to say 2006.
Not bad.
Is it right?
But you're not right. It's good, but it's not right.
Is it 2010?
2010.
Oh,
don't slam him. Look at the beat machine.
I was going to say 2010, but I thought, I don't know why to. God, I can't believe that. Right, well done. Right, you've evened it up then. Although you did only give four clues, so technically I'd won by default. Well, no, this is the format I have guessed which year it is. Yes, okay. So, did you get 2010 at home if you did well done, if you didn't, bad luck. We'll be playing again next week. But yes. Thank you for listening. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show. It's been an absolute pleasure. Absolutely. And we'll be back same time next week. And if you've missed us, you can check us out wherever you get your podcasts. But for now,
that's fair enough.
All the very best.
saber alcanzar. Cada día yo grito a la luna mi cero. Cada día es absurdo como un pozo al caer. Cada día me río para no despreciar. La muerte es un regreso que tendrá que esperar, porque yo voy para el frente de este mundo de mente. Y cada día yo lucho para no decaer. Cada día me espanto de tanto rebuscar. Cada día rabiando, saltando en la sartén, con mi zapato ardiendo en busca de libertad. Cada día me veo